The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Mem Tet. Today's daf is being studied under Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nichenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Tet Amud Rishon. Right at the beginning on the top line, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah asks, "Ezehu memzer? What is considered a memzer?" So the Gemara says, "Kol she'er basar shehu belo yavo." Devre Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva shita is any relative that there is an isur lav on such a relation, so that relation can bring a memzer. Rashi tells us, "Kol she'er basar shu belo yavo, kol kurba is any relative shu belav that has a lot to ase. They're not allowed to marry them. Va'afilu en bakaret, even if it's not punishable by karet. Example, kegon anusat abiv. For example, the girl or the lady that his father is me'anis." Okay, so that lady, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she says, "Rabbi Yehuda, davya belav de lo yigale kenaf abiv." Torah says, "Lo yigale kenaf abiv." Rabbi Yehuda learns that pasuk to refer to, you're not allowed to go with anusat abiv, the lady that your father was me'anis. That's isul lav. Umahmat kurba kegon nose halusato would be another example. That, for example, he marries the lady that he made halitzatu. Now we know there's a lot to say. Once he makes halitzata, cannot take her back. Dehavi belo yibne, vehavi lav de kurba belo karet. So those are examples of a relative that is punishable by a lot to say, but does not have a punishment karet. And what does Rabbi Akiva say? That the child is going to be a mamzer. Now the Mishnah gives the second opinion. Shimon Timni Omer, Shimon Timni says, "Kol shehayavim alav karet bidei shamayim." Says no, to make a mamzer, it's only on a relation that would be hayav karet bidei shamayim. V'halacha kidbarav. The Mishnah says the halacha follows Shimon Timni. Rashi, "Kol shehayavim alav karet, aval noseh halusato lo avi mamzer." Right, according to Shimon HaTimni, a person that marries a lady that he made halitzatu is not considered a mamzer, the child, because it's only isur lav. So for Shimon HaTimni, it's got to be isur karet. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, kol shehayavim alav mitat beddin. Rabbi Yoshua is the third shita. So the only thing that makes a mamzer is a type of relation that is punishable by a mitat beddin. For example, eshet ish. So therefore, we have a three-way machloket so far in what makes a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva, according to our Mishnah, holds that a relative that is punishable by a lo ta'aseh. According to Shimon HaTimni, a relationship that's isur karet, and according to Rabbi Yoshua, any relationship that is punishable by mitat bet din. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Amar Bishimon ben Azai. Bishimon ben Azai says, "Matzati Megillat Yohasin Birushalayim." So he says, "I found a certain scroll that had Yohasin in Yerushalayim," which means that it had the lineages of people. "I found this lineage scroll in Yerushalayim. V'chatuv ba Ish Peloni Mamzer." Me'eshet ish. They said so-and-so is a mamzer because he's a product of an eshet ish, of a man that went with a married lady.
the Kayem Devre Rabbi Yoshua, which actually supports the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. Which means, Rashi says, the Kayem Devre Rabbi Yoshua, lo haya katub b'megila, ela aresha ka'e. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Azai, le Kayem Devre Rabbi Yoshua. Which means, Rabbi Shmuel ben Azai is just supporting Rabbi Yoshua's opinion. He said, I found a Megillah in Yerushalayim, Megillat Yohasin, and it clearly said that it was a fellow that the child, that is considered a Mamzer, because he's a product of Eshet Ish, which is indeed a support, the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. Comes the Mishnah and continues, Eshto Shemeta, if a fellow's wife dies, Mutar Ba'achota, it's permissible to take her sister. We know the Isur of Achot Eshto is only when his wife is alive. But if his wife died, so that Achot Eshto becomes permissible. Girsha Umeta, which means, let's say a person divorced his wife and then subsequently she died, Mutar Ba'achota. So the deen is also permissible to marry her sister. So the point again of these last two halachot is that achoto, achot ishto, is only permissible after mita, which means a person shouldn't think that after he divorces his wife he can marry her sister. No, it's only after she actually dies. Next case, niset le'acher umeta mutar ba'achota. If let's say he divorced his wife and she went and she got married to somebody else and then she died, so therefore mutar ba'achota, again only then is it permissible to take her sister. So again, the point of these last three halachot that we just said, that achot ishto is only permissible if meta, if the wife died. Divorce is not enough, or even if she went after the divorce and got married to somebody else, it's not enough until she actually dies. Comes the Mishnah and continues, Yibimto Shemeta. Let's say he made Yibum with a lady, and then she died, Mutar Ba'achota. So then he's permissible to marry the Yibama's sister. Which means, just like Achot Ishto is permissible after Mita, so Achot Yibimto follows the same deen. Halatzla Umeta, let's say he made Chalitza on a lady, and then she died, Mutar Ba'achota. It's also permissible to take her sister. The last deen of the Mishnah, Niset La'acher Umeta, which means, let's say he made halitza to a lady, and then she got married to somebody else, and then subsequently died, mutar ba'achota. So the point is, even though the halutza married somebody else, doesn't matter. The sister does not become muteret until she actually dies. So those are basically the dinim of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to analyze. What's the reason for Rabbi Akiva that says that a mamzer is a relative that's hayav on the lot ta'aseh? So where did he get this from? So the Gemara says, dichtiv, because it says in Devarim, lo yikach ishet eshet aviv, velo yigale kenaf aviv. So the Gemara over here quotes a pasuk. A person should not take eshet aviv, his father's wife, velo yigale kenaf aviv, which means he should not reveal the kenaf. Kenaf is something that is covered. Which means the kavanah of the pasuk over here is that's the wife that his father went with. So therefore, a person should not reveal something that is covered, which means the lady that the father revealed, which is his wife, should not go with her. So the Gemara says, "Knaf shira aviv lo yigale." V'savar la k'Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda d'amar ba'anusat aviv katu medaber, that this pasuk is actually referring to not to his father's wife per se, but the anusa of his father. So that pasuk is referring to the father that his the wife, the lady that his father was me'anis. So the Mefashim explains, because we cannot be talking about regular ve'eshet aviv, because we know that's the beginning of the pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yikach Ishit Eshet Aviv. That's his regular wife. His father married a lady with Kiddushin. We know that already. Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv is about a different case. That's about the lady that the father was Me'anes. Oh, and what does the Biyudah hold? We go back to the Gemara. Kereb Shabala, Kereb Biyudah Damar, Ba'anusat Aviv, Katub Medaber, Da'av Yelah Chayibay Lavin. And that's a Chiyuv Lav. Usmikle, and the next Pasuk Torah says, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Tells us the din of Mamzerut. So what do we learn from the Simichut? Alma Me'ane Avi Mamzer. Only from relationships like that, like the Anusat Aviv, can create a Mamzer. Which means, this is talking about a lady that is related to him, which means it's his father's wife, so to speak, his father's anusa. That's kurba, that's a relationship, and there's the isud, love. So that's where we learn the Rabbi Akiva's deen from. So again, how does the Rabbi Akiva know the deen of lo ta'aseh? That brings a mamzer. So the Gemara's proof is from the simichut and pesukim from lo yigale knaf aviv and lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem. What type of person becomes a mamzer? Only the one that's referred to in the pasuk right before that. And that pasuk, according to the Yehuda, was talking about anusat aviv. And we know anusat aviv is a lav. You cannot take anusat aviv. So such a type of relationship can bring a mamzer. Also comes the Gemara and says, there's other shitot in the way they learned to be Akiva. So the Gemara is going to prove those shitot now. According to Rabbi Simai, Dimrabbe She'ar Chibe Lavin Dilab Desher, which means, according to Rabbi Simai, Rabbi Akiva's Oser, not only Chibe Lavin of relatives, but he's Oser Chibe Lavin even if they are not relatives. For example, Mahzir Grushato. A person that says Mahazid Girushato after she married somebody else. So that's not considered from a relative. That's just the Isur Lav, as opposed to your father's Anusa. That's from a relative standpoint, because it's your father's Anusa. That's considered She'ir. Your wife, after she gets divorced and gets married to somebody else, that's not considered Isur Mishum She'ir, because it's relative, but it's Isur Mishum Mahazir Girushato. So how do we know, according to Simai, that even if it's not coming from relatives, it's still going to be Asur? Ul Rabbi Yeshebab Dim Rabbe Afilu Hibe Aseh. How do we know, according to Yeshebab, even on Hiyuv Aseh? For example, there are certain ladies that are Asur in the Beisud Lav, but Habba Mechlal Aseh. For example, it's Asur to marry a Misri, an Egyptian, unless it's a third generation, after three generations after they converted. And the Pasuk says, Dor Shilishi Yavohinna. That's a positive. Dor Shilishi, a third generation will come, implying that until three generations, it's Asur. That's called the Lav, Habba Mechlal Aseh. So, according to Rabbi Yeshebab, Rabbi Akiva is Oser, or makes Mamzerut even from such a relationship, which means if somebody went, let's say, with an Egyptian before three generations, the child is going to be a Mamzer, according to Rabbi Yeshebab. That's an Aseh. It's a Lav, Habba Mechlal Aseh. So the question is, how does Rabbi Simai and Rabbi Yeshebab, how do they know to extend Rabbi Akiva's opinion, either according to Rabbi Simai on Chibe Lavin that doesn't have Isur Kurba, or according to Rabbi Yeshebab, even on a Hayuv Aseh? So the Gemara says, Nafkelehu Mevelo, which means the Pasuk said, Lo Yikach Ishet Eshet Abiv Velo Yigale Knaf Abiv. Which is the Torah just could have said, Lo Yikach Ishet Eshet Abiv Lo Yigale Knaf Abiv. The Vav is considered extra. So that extra velo yigale is coming to include either according to Simai, other type of Chibe Lavin that do not have kurba, for example, like Mazir Grushato, that from such a relationship will be a mamzer, or according to Rav Yeshebab, even let's say an Chiyuv Aseh from the extra Vav. So bottom line, at this point in the Gemara, comes out we have five Shitot in Mamzerut. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to what we just explained from Rabbi Yeshebab, any bi'ah that can come from a isur lav, even a lav that's ba mechlal aseh, is going to be creating a mamzer. According to Rav Simai, only on Isur Lav, but not Isur Aseh. And according to Rabbi Akiva, according to the Tanav HaMishnah, any bi'ah that's Asura, Isur Lav, from a relationship. For example, like from a father. So those are the three ways of learning Rabbi Akiva. Either Isur Lav Isur Kurba, Isur Lav, even that's not from a relative, one of the relatives that are Asur, or according to the third opinion, even Hayuv Aseh. And then you have Shimon HaTimni, he says Davka Hayuv Kareh. Then you have Rabbi Yeshua that says Davka Hayuv Mitat Betin. Comes the Gemara and says Shimon HaTimni, according to Shimon HaTimni that says Memzerut comes from Isur Hayuv Karet, Savar La Kerabbanan. They hold like Rabbanan. The Amri, he explains this pasuk of Lo Yigale Kenaf Abiv, according to the Shitav Rabbanan, Beshomeret Yavam Shel Abiv Vekatub Bedaber. Kenaf Abiv in this pasuk is not talking about Anusat Abiv. He learns the pasuk is talking about the lady that fell to his father Biyibum. The Havi Allah Ibekiritut. Because the lady that falls to his father, Liyibum, is considered his father's brother's wife, which is indeed Biisur Karet. The next pasuk is Lo Yavo Mamzer. Ama Mechive Kiritut Avi Mamzer. So you see, according to him, Dafka Hibe Kiritut brings the Mamzerut. So therefore, the Shimon HaTimni, again, we'll learn that pasuk of Lo Yigale Kenaf Abiv, that's talking about a case where it's Hayuv Karet. For example, the Shomeret Yavam of the father. Now let's figure it out. Shomeret Yavam of the father means it's his father's brother's wife. And we know that that Torah is also that Bisul Karet. And then what does the next pasuk say? Lo Yavam Mamzer. To teach us what? The Mamzerut only comes from Hayuv Karet. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that says that Mamzerut only comes from a relationship that's like, can be punished by Bet Din. So what does he do with these pasukim? So he says, if there indeed was a derasha over here, that the fact that mamzerut is written next to the pasuk of lo yigale kenaf abiv, lichtov rahmana lo yigale kenaf abiv, which means the Torah could have just said lo yigale, do not reveal kenaf abiv, and that would be, for example, either according to the Bi Akiva, you're learning in the case of Isur Lav, or according to Shimon HaTimni, you're learning it talking about Isur Karet. Each one the way he learns the case. Because according to Shimon HaTimni, he learned the case talking about Shomeret Yavam. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he learned the case talking about Anusat Abiv. Each one accordingly. However, Lo Yikach Ishet Eshet Abiv Lamali. What did you need the beginning of the Pasuk for? The beginning of the Pasuk is a different halakha, that a person is not allowed to take Eshet Abiv. Which means, we know that Eshet Av, his father's wife, that's already a punishment of Bet Din. So he's a person that takes his father's wife, that is indeed punishable by Bet Din. So therefore, why would I need to tell me, if you tell me the end of the Pasuk is telling me that is Isur Mamzerut by Chibe Lavin or Chibe Kiritut, what do I need the beginning of the Pasuk to tell me that is Mamzerut B'Chibe Mitat Bet Din? Because the beginning of the Pasuk talks about Lo Yikach Eshet Abiv, that a person should not take his father's wife. Ela Lav Hachi Ka'amar Milo Yikach Ad Lo Yigale Havi Mamzer. So the Hadush of the Pasuk is telling me that Mamzerut is only on the first half of the Pasuk, meaning on cases that are punishable by Bet Din. Tefeh Lo Havi Mamzer. But after that, it's not considered Mamzer. So therefore he's learning that the key of the Pasuk for Mamzerut is the beginning of the Pasuk. Lo Yikach Ish Et Eshet Aviv. That part of the Pasuk is talking about Mamzerut, not the end of the Pasuk of Lo Yigale Kenaf Abiv. And therefore, only a Mitat Bet Din can bring a Mamzerut. Which means the second part of the Pasuk of Lo Yigale Kenaf Abiv, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, is not connected at all to the Din of Mamzerut. Which means, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, it's written for a different purpose, the end of that Pasuk. It's either coming to tell me a case of Shomeret Yavam, that what? According to Rabbi Yoshua, to tell me that a person that goes with the Shomer Tevamah's father will be over two Levin. Not only the Lav already that was written in the Torah, but again this second Lav of Lo Yigaleh Kenaf Abiv. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's talking about Arusat Abiv, also to tell me that there's a deen that is Isur to go with Arusat Abiv, which means according to Rabbi Yoshua, the second part of the Pasuk of Lo Yigaleh Kenaf Abiv is not teaching us a deen of Mamzerut. It's either teaching us a deen of Shomer Yabam, to tell me that what? That if a person goes with his father's brother's wife, there's two isurim, an additional isur, not only what the Torah said once, but again the second time, lo yigaleh kenaf abiv, he gets two lavin, or it's coming to tell me, stam the deen, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, anusat abiv is hayav, it's isur lav, but it's not coming to tell me the deen of mamzerut. Mamzerut is only coming from the beginning of the pasuk, when it says, lo yigaleh kenaf abiv, that's talking about a regular lady that the father was mekadesh, so therefore that's considered isur betin, which means you get punished by betin if you take your father's wife. In such a case, it says, lo yavo mamzer, but the rest of the pasukim, not. So again, according to the B, Yoshua, the Gemara says, "Lichtov rachmana lo yigaleh kenaf abiv." The Torah just could have written "lo yigaleh." If that's what the Torah was coming to teach me, the connection between that and mamzerut, lo yikach lamali. What did it have to tell me the beginning of the pasuk to give me a case of isur bet din? Because if the mamzerut tit was at the end of the pasuk, so therefore I know for sure the beginning of the pasuk. Which means if you tell me the end of the pasuk, that on Yisud Lav or on Yisud Karet you get Mamzerut, Koshekein on Yisud Beti, that's more Hamur. It must be, just tell me now, that the Yisud Mamzerut is only the beginning of the pasuk, and the second part of the pasuk is either coming to tell me, like I said, Shemeret Yavam gets two Yisurim, and or a Yisud Karet, Mishemeret Yavam gets two Lavim, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, Anusat Abiv, Stam is telling me that it is Hayav, Isulav, meaning that it's Asur to go with your father's Anusa. So let's just review. Comes out, we have the three Shitot over here. Comes out, we have Shitat Rabbi Akiba, who's learning the connection between Mamzerut and Lo Yigaleh Kenaf Abiv, and he learns the Pasuk of Lo Yigaleh Kenaf Abiv, is about Anusat Abiv, which is be Isulav, and then it says Mamzerut, so Mamzerut comes from Isulav. According to Rav Simai and Rabbi Yeshbab, they also learn that it's Isulav, but not only regularly Isulav, even that's not from a relative, like a father, for example, like Mahzik Rushato, or even on an Aser, like a Dor Shilishi of a Misri, they learn that from the extra Velo Yigaleh Kenaf Abiv, that such a child that comes out of it will be Mamzer. According to Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, he learns the Pasuk of Lo Yigaleh is talking about a Shomeret Yavam, which is Beisur Karet, and therefore, it says Lo Yavam Mamzer, to teach me that Mamzerut only comes from Hayuf Karet, where according to Yoshua, he learns it from the beginning of the Pasuk. Lo Yikah Eshet Aviv. And that's talking about Isur Beti, because if a person goes with his father's wife, the father's wife that he made Kiddushin with, so therefore it's Isur, you get punished by Betin. And that's what the end of the Pasuk, the next Pasuk when it says Lo Yavam Mamzer, is going back to the beginning of the Pasuk. So therefore, only that gets Mamzerut. Oh, so what's the second part of the Pasuk telling me, Lo Yigaleh Kenaf? Teaching me either, according to Rabbi Yoshua, that a Shomeret Yavam of your father, you get two Lavim, one Lav from the regular Pasuk, and then a second Lav from Lo Yigaleh Kenaf Abiv, or it's coming to tell me that in a, if it's Arusat Abiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way he learned it, there's a Isud Lav on that as well. Amar Abaye HaKol Modim, everybody agrees, Beba Al Hanida. The person goes with a nida, the ala sota, or he goes with a sota. That's a lady that the husband warned that she should not be secluded with somebody else. And she went and was secluded and committed znut with somebody else. So we know the Torah tells us that it's forbidden for the original husband to be with her. That is an isur, because she was netme'ah al yedei znut. So everybody agrees in such a case, whether you go with a nida or you go with the sota, she'en avalad mamzer, that the child is not mamzer. Now even though nida is yisur karet, and even though sota is yisur lav, whether you hold like Shimon HaTimni or whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva, they're going to say that these children over here do not become mamzerim. Why? Nida de'ad tafsi ba'kidushin. because kiddushin is tofes by a nida, which means when a person marries a nida, the kiddushin is tofes, even though it's isur karet. It's a different type of isur karet. Normally, isur karet kiddushin is not tofsin. This is how do we know shne emar uthi nidata alav. Afilu b'shat nidata tafsi by kiddushin uthi. I mean, there's a havaya, there's a marriage. Even if he marries a nida, the kiddushin is tofes. And we know we have a rule that a mamzer can only come from a marriage that kiddushin is not tofes. So therefore, if a person went with a nida, since kiddushin is tofsin, the child is not a mamzer. So taname da tafsiba kiddushin. Again, also a person, let's say his wife became a sota, so he's still considered married to her, even though let's say she's beisur. The kiddushin does not go off, and therefore, since kiddushin is still binding them, so therefore, if a person goes with a lady that she became a sota, so the child is not going to be a mamzer. Now, even though he has to give her a get, but they're still considered married. So therefore, according to the Shitot, in both these cases, Isur Nida, Isur Sota, the child is not a Mamzer. Comes the Gemara says, Tanya Nemeche, we have a brayta to support this, Hakol Modim, Veba Al Anida, Veal Sota, Ve Al Shomeret Yavam, She'en Avalad Mamzer. That's a Shomeret Yavam, a lady that's falling to Yibum before Halitza was made. Which means a fellow from the market went with this lady. Really, she has a zikah to the Yavam. So she went, let's say, with somebody else on the market. So in this case over here, since it's only in Isur Lav, so the Chavra, according to Rabbi Akiva, it should be a Mamzer. Like we said, according to me, that there's a Isur Lavin, brings a Mamzerut. However, this Braita is coming to tell me that according to Rabbi Akiva, the child is not a Mamzer, because again, this shita is holding that kiddushin would be tofes, because the pasuk says lo tihye eshet hametzah hutza leizar, which means this lady over here, the shomeret yabam, should not go out, should not get married to an izar, to a stranger. But the pasuk's language is lo tihye, implying tihye means she will be married. She shouldn't go get married, implying that if she did, the marriage is a marriage. So therefore we see that the Shomeret Yavam's Kiddushin is also considered a Kiddushin, it's Tofes. So therefore, in those three cases, Nida, Sota, and Shomeret Yavam that married to the Shuk, bottom line, it's not going to create Mamzerim, because the common denominator between all three cases is Kiddushin is Tofsin. And once Kiddushin is Tofsin, so the Valar is not a Mamzer. The Abaye, according to Abaye, he did not include Shomeret Yavam. He only included Sota and Nida. How come Abaye did not include the Shomeret Yavam case also, and say that since Kiddushin is Tofshin, the child is not a Mamzer? So Gemara says, Shomeret Yavam, Mesafkele Ikerav Ikeshmuel. Because Abaye was Mesupak, how he understands the Shomeret Yavam to the Shuk. Does he explain it like Rav or Shmuel? Which means, according to Rav, he clearly says Kiddushin is not Tofes. He learns when the pasuk says lo tiye eshet ameta chutza, he learns it lo tiye, there will not be havaya, there will not be kedushin, kedushin will not be tofes. Whereas Shmuel, he had a safek how to learn. Shmuel learns could be lo tiye means don't do it, but if you do it, it'll be a kedushin. So therefore, since Abaye himself was mesupak, if he holds like Rav, or talakaz like Rav and Shmuel in this case, so therefore he did not discuss Shomeret Yabam. Because again, if you say the Kiddushin is not Tofes, like Rav, so then the child, the Chaurah, should be a Mamzer. But he was mesupak, maybe we hold like Shmuel. Shmuel says it's possible that the Kiddushin can be Tofes. The machloket is between Rav and Shmuel how to explain that pasuk. According to Rav, when the pasuk says lo tiye eshet amet, means there will not be a kiddushin. Lo tiye, kiddushin will not be hal. And therefore, according to Rav, the child will be a mamzer. Whereas according to Shmuel, he's mesupak. He says no, maybe it just means lo tiye, that it shouldn't be done. But if it's done, kiddushin will be tofes. So since Abaye had a safek on if the halakha is like Rav or Shmuel, so he didn't discuss that case of Shomeret Yabam, the child's going to be a mamzer or not. He just discussed the case of Nida and Sota. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Achazai, Right, it says that he found this Megillat Yuhasin in Yerushalayim that said that there was a fellow that was a Mamzer because he came from Eshet Ish. Tani, we have a Braita, Shimon ben Chazai Omer, Matzati Megillat Yuhasin Birushalayim Vekatuba, said the following three things. Ish Peloni Mamzer Me Eshet Ish. So and so is a Mamzer because he was born from a Eshet Ish. Vekatuba, secondly, it said, Mishnat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kav Venaki. We have a rule that the Mishnayot of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov are Kav and Naki. What is Kav and Naki? Kav is a measure, meaning Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov doesn't have too many Mishnayot in the order of the Mishnayot. His Mishnayot are measured, meaning Kav. There are a few of them, but the few that are likely to be there, that are stated by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, you should know are Naki, which literally means they are clear. And therefore the halakha follows always a Mishnah that is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So again, remember this rule. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's Mishnah is Kav. It's measured, meaning you don't find too many of them. But the few that you find are Naki. They're clear. And therefore the halakha follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The third thing that he found written in this Megillah, Vechatuv ba Menashe harag et Yeshaya. Menashe, the son of Hezekiah Melech, killed the prophet Yeshaya. Now we know the son of Hezekiah Menashe was a Rasha, he was Oved Avodah Zarah, even though his father Hezekiah was a big Tzaddik. So it says over there that Menashe ended up killing the prophet Yeshaya. So the Gemara tells us the story of how Menashe did that. Amarava medan dayne vekatle. Menashe judged Yeshua. Sorry, Menashe judged Yeshaya Navi like a Navi Sheker. He held that he was a Navi Sheker, a false prophet, and therefore he killed him. Now, why did Menashe think he was a false prophet? Amar le, so Menashe tells Yeshaya, Moshe Rabbach Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah, Kilo Yirani Adam Vahai, that it is impossible for a human being to see the image of God or the presence of God and live. Ve'at Amar, but you Yeshaya, you said in one of your prophecies, Va'ir et Hashem Yoshev Akiseh Ram Venisa, that you saw Hashem sitting on his throne. So therefore, you're going against what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't see God and live. And you're saying you saw him, so therefore you're a Navi Sheker, for Yahayav Mitah. Secondly, Moshe Rabbach Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi kehashem Eloheinu bechol koreinu edav. Who is like God that we can call out to God in prayer any time of the year, and Borei Olam is ready to answer our tefillot? Ve'at amar dirshu Hashem b'matzeo. And you said you can only seek God when He's found, when He's available. It's mashma, right? There's only a certain time of the year where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is available to answer tefillot. So that also was in contempt of the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said that God's ready to answer bechol koreinu. Thirdly, Moshe Rabbach amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said et mispar yamecha amale, that the pasuk says that Borei Olam will give us our full days, which means you cannot get added days to your life. It mispar yamech, whatever days are destined to you, amale Borei Olam will fulfill. Ve'at amart, however you, Yeshaya said, ve'hosefti al yamecha hamesh esre shana, which means Yeshaya told Hezekiyahu HaMelech that God is going to add 15 years to his life. So Menashe said, how could you tell him that? How were you able to tell my father you're going to add 15 years? You can add years to your life. Person has only the life that he was given, the years that he was given. So therefore, in those three subjects, Menashe held that Yeshaya was a Navi Sheker. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Yeshaya Yada Nabe Delo Mekabel Ma De'emale. I know he's not going to accept my answer, which means Yeshaya obviously had answers to these three claims against him. But he said, I know if I'm going to try to explain myself, he's not going to accept it. Ve'emale. And if I do try to justify what I hold on these three opinions, these three cases, it's only going to create more damage. Ishviye Mezid, which means I'm going to now cause Menashe to kill me. He's going to be considered a mezid, which means now that he's killing me, he's considered a shogeg, because he doesn't really know. He thinks that I'm a Navi Sheker. But if I explain my answers to him, he still kills me. So now he's killing me by mezid on purpose. So therefore, he did not want to make Menashe a horeg by mezid. He said he's going to kill me anyway. So why should I let him kill me b'mezid? Let him think that I'm guilty, so at least he's considered maybe a shogeg, because he thinks he's justified. But if I explain him the reasons, now if he kills me, he's considered a b'mezid. So therefore, I don't want to make min Hashem mezid. So the Gemara says, what did he do? Amar Shem, he said one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Yishaya, the prophet, said one of the holy names of God, Ibla Be'arza. And he became swallowed into a cedar tree. It means he hit himself. At Yua Le'arza, so the men of Menashe brought the cedar tree to Menashe, Unsaruha, and they cut it up. They knew he was in the tree, so they cut it up. So the Yerushalmi explains, how did they know that he was in the tree? Because they saw the sisiyot of the prophet Yishaya were hanging out. The sisiyot did not get swallowed in the tree itself. So therefore they knew that he must have been in the tree. Kimata lehade puma, when the saw that they used to cut the tree got close to the mouth of the prophet, nahnafshe, that's when they got the Yishaya and he died. Mishum de amar uptoch amte mesefatayim anuchi yoshev, which means when the prophet was once talking about Klal Yisrael, he said that I'm sitting amongst a nation that is temesefatayim, and he spoke bad about Klal Yisrael. He called them a nation that has a contaminated tongue. So therefore, Borei Olam held Yishaya responsible for referring to Klal Yisrael as a nation of temesefatayim. He felt that should not have been said. That was not part of the prophecy that God told Yishaya to say at that time, and therefore his mouth did not become sanctified, Yishaya that is, and therefore he was vulnerable. So therefore when the saw was cutting the tree, he wasn't able to get Yishaya. But when it got to his mouth, since he had that sin of calling Klal Yisrael to miss him a time, so the saw was able to penetrate, and therefore he died at that point. So comes the Gemara and says, Mikol makom kashu knae hadadeh. Okay, but bottom line, we have to answer what Yishaya was thinking, which is Menashe's questions seemingly are good questions. So the Gemara says, Va'ere et Hashem, that which Yishaya was saying, that I saw Hashem sitting on a throne, is not soter what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kilo yirani adam v'chai k'detanya. Kol ha'nevi'im nistaklu b'speklariya she'ena me'ira, which means all the other prophets, their prophecies was considered a speklariya, a vision that is not clear. Moshe Rabbeinu nistakel baspeklaraya hameira, was Moshe Rabbeinu, his prophecy was different than all other prophecies. His prophecy is considered a higher level, more than any other prophets. That's the way he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means all other prophets, for example, they saw in the prophecy like a mashal or different images, but Moshe Rabbeinu saw in great clarity, like the pasuk says, panim el panim. Now, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Ki lo yir'an ya'adam. On Moshe Rabbeinu's level, to see in full clarity, because he's getting a full clear vision, to see it total with clarity, it's impossible. But on Yishaya's level, where it wasn't clarity from the beginning, so such a thing, v'ayireh tashim, you could see it, because it's on a lower level. So therefore, we're talking about two different degrees of prophecy. So on the aspect l'ayam, be'idah level, inechinameh, ki lo yirani ha'adam. It cannot be clearer than that, because the person will not be able to live. But on Yishaya's level, which is a lower prophecy, the person is able to fathom it and see it. So therefore, no stira between Yishaya and Moshe. Next one, Dirshu Hashem b'matzeo. What did Yishaya mean? Seek out God when he's found. I thought the pasuk says bechol koreinu elad, that we can seek out God any time of year. So the Gemara says, Habi yachid, habi sibur, which means the pasuk that says that God is available any time of year for our tefillot to be answered, bechol koreinu elad, that's talking about a sibur. When a person prays with the sibur, with the people and a minyan, so it's able to break gezerot any time of year. Oh, but that's what we said, that God is accessible certain times of the year. That's so that even for an individual that has the ability. Now, what time is that? V'yachid emat. When is it easy for a yachid tefillot to be answered? Those are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. We call them Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Meaning, those days that even a yachid is considered like the sibur, that an individual's prayers will be answered during those times of the year. Comes the last problem that Menashe had. Et mespar yamecha amaleh. Right? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? I will fill your days, implying that you cannot get extra days. You will get what you were allotted for from the beginning. So how could that be? We know the prophet Yeshaya gave Hezekiah Melech another 15 years. It's mashmah, he added 15 years. So the Gemara says, actually, Tanaehi, it's a machloket. The Tanya, we have a bright amale. When it says that, I will fulfill your days, elu shene dorot. This is referring really to the years of your generations, you know, the years that were allotted to you. Zacha, if a person has zechut, he did the right things, mashlimim do. So they give him the full measure of his years. Lo zacha, pohatim do. But if it was not zochet, they take away. But they never give him more than he deserves. The most he can get is everything that was allotted to him. And if he's not deserve it, they'll take away some of it. Achamim say, no, you can get extra years. That if he has a zechut, he gets extra, more than was allotted to him from the beginning. If he doesn't have the zechut, they diminish. We see it's a machloket. Can a person actually get more years than was allotted to him? So they tell, Achamim told Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? Rabbi Akiva, Hakamim, tell him, how could you say that you don't add to the years? The Pasuk says clearly that Yeshaya added 15 years to the life of Hezekiah. It says, "Vehosefti ad yamecha." You will add to your days 15 years. Amalem, so Rabbi Akiva says, "Mishelo hosifulo." No, they added from his own years, which means Hezekiah had those years allotted to him. They were just taken away. So when the prophet said that I will add to your days 15 years, from the years that were allotted to him from the beginning. He wasn't giving him a new 15 years. These were his from the beginning. He just lost them. So he was going to give them to him back. But it wasn't an additional 15 years. Teda, and he proves it. Rabbi Akiva proves his point. Shere Navi Omed, the prophet in the time of Yerovam ben Nevat, which was from the first kings, stands and says, the prophet at the time of Yerovam prophesied and said, "Umitnaveh," and prophesied the following: "Hine ben nolad lebet David." It's going to be a child that is going to be born to the family of David, Yoshia Shemo, and his name is going to be Yoshia. Now, Yoshia was actually the grandson of Menasheh, so already the prophet was already prophesizing many years before, that there's going to be a prophet, there's going to be a king by the name of Yoshia. Ve'adayin lo nolad Menashe. And we see that what? Menashe was not born yet. Implying that Biakiva is trying to say that must be that really Yeshaya, really Hezekiah had years. Which means, look at the Rashi. 1, 2, fourth line, Shari Navi Mitnabe Bime Yerovam. Right, the times of Yerovam, Shari Marbe Kodem. Many years before Menashe was even born, Hine Ben Nolad Lebet David Yoshia Shemo. His name is going to be Yoshia. Ubishat Chol Yoshil Hezekiah. And when Hezekiah got sick, Adain Lo Nolad Menashe. Menashe was even born, Shememenu Yetze Yoshiao. That Yoshiao couldn't even be born. Have you made Bishat Cholyo Gazul Lefachot Meshanav? Must be that at the time of Hezekiah, they took away from his years. Ushizakha Shlimullah. When he had the Zechut again, they gave him back what he deserved, which he must be deserved them from the beginning. Because already they were talking about his grandson, Menashe's grandson being born. So it must be Hezekiah had the years in his Zechut. Because already the prophet many years before talked about Yoshia being born. Yoshia was the grandson of Menashe. So therefore must be the years were his. And just what? When he sinned, they took away the years and then they gave it them back. So Rabbi Akiva is proving that really it was his from the beginning and they just took them back, took them back and then gave them back to him. So comes the Gemara and says, V'Rabbanan mikitiv mehezkiyahu? Does the Pasuk say that Yoshia is going to come from Hezekiah lebet David ketiv? It says no, that there's going to be a son of from the family of David called Yoshia. Im Hezekiah nolad im incha harina. doesn't say who's going to be born. Could be born from Hezekiah or be born from somebody else. So just for the fact that the prophet prophesied that somebody's going to be called Yoshiah is going to be born from Beit David, is no proof that Hezekiah had those years in him originally. Who said? Maybe he didn't have those years. Maybe Yoshiah was going to be born from somebody else. But then, after Hezekiah got his zichud, God gave him extra years. So if we have no ra'ayah. So again, the whole proof of Rabbi Akiva was from the fact that Yoshiah's birth was already heralded many years before. So that must mean already Hezekiah had the years, and therefore he was supposed to have Menashe from his regular years, and therefore the grandson of Menashe would be Yoshiah. But that was already from the beginning. That was even before Hezekiah got sick, it was prophesied. So it must be those years where he is, and that was taken away from him. Comes the Hachamim and say, no, who told you that it was even Hezekiah's going to be? Hezekiah. Who said that Yoshiah's coming from Hezekiah? It's coming from Beit David. So therefore, could be really, Hachamim will say, Hezekiah did not have the years, and he was going to come from somebody else, Yoshiah. Once Hezekiah got additional years to his life, so therefore the Borei Olam brought Yoshiah from the descendants of Hezekiah Medek. Therefore it comes out we have a machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim on this interpretation of Esparia Mecha Amaleh. Can God, or does God just give a person what he was originally decreed, and then if he's not Zochei, can take away from that? Or does he even add to those years? So therefore, this subject, is, and that's the answer to the question of Hoshiyah, of Yeshayah, when it says Vosefti. Vosefti can either mean he meant that he was giving him an additional 15 years that were not decreed on him from the beginning, or he was just giving him the full measure of his years. That's the way we answer the Stira. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.